one, two, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Claire and Sam.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on Riverina's MIA Hit 99.7.
Last week, we were lucky enough to catch up with the lovely Marg from the Griffith Breast Cancer Support Group because they're holding a pink ribbon breakfast this coming Thursday from 7 till 9.30 in the morning on the terrace at Peach's Coffee Lounge at Griffith Central. Now, all this money that they're raising is going back to the Griffith Breast Cancer Support Group. And like I said, we caught up with Marg to tell us a little bit more.
We've decided this year to change it from October to March because there's just so much goes on in October that it seems to get lost. So we're hoping that with a bit of you people getting out there and letting others know that it's on, that we might have a successful morning.
Absolutely. Now, for breakfasts, it looks like you can get a full breakfast, which sounds yummy, including a coffee, for just $15. Now, is that like bacon and eggs and all the rest of it?
It's just bacon and eggs and toast and coffee.
Oh, nice.
Love it. $15. That is a bargain anyway. Yeah. And then even you can do a coffee and a muffin for $8.
Yeah, and the muffins are just, the muffin and coffee is $8.
And this is all down at Peaches next Friday. It is to raise funds, of course, for life-changing research. What do you guys do down at the Griffith Breast Cancer Support Group with this money?
Well, we support our clients. We look at paying, we do pay their pharmaceutical costs related to their problem. We pay their accommodation and their travelling.
Wow.
We pay for their wigs.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And we just give them as much support as we possibly can. We do have a few girls in the group that have actually been on the journey, and they're available then to talk to anybody that may have a bit of concern about what's going on and what's happening.
Yeah.
So, you know, as well as a bit of emotional support, we give them that sort of support as well.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Well, yeah, and it's fantastic to see that you can head on down to the terrace at Peach's Coffee Lounge and get this fantastic breakfast deal that's all going to kind of raise money to help such a fantastic local cause.
Yes, I know. It's great that, you know, we get a bit of support from the community.
Yeah.
It's the only donations that we get nothing from the government, of course, so we have to get out there and raise this money ourselves.
Definitely good on you guys for doing that. I'm sure the whole Griffith community and far and wider will come down and support this Thursday's beautiful breakfast.
I hope so. It'll be great to see a crowd there and have a chat with them.
Absolutely. Well, it's a pink ribbon breakfast happening the 28th of March, 7 a.m. till 9:30 a.m. on the terrace at Peach's Coffee Lounge. Get down there, get around it, because it's supporting such a fantastic local cause.
And of course, Margaret, I'm seeing here that bookings are preferred, so you can RSVP to 02 6962 7284.
Yeah, you can, but look, if you just want to roll up, I'm sure we're going to be able to accommodate you.
Oh, absolutely. I love that spirit. Thank you so much, Margaret.
This is,
are we ready?
The Catch Up
with Claire and Sam.
Who doesn't love a good random and weird story for the morning, right? I found this one recently and it cracked me up. So we all know when it comes to boarding planes or going anywhere, there's always that one person that's a little bit quirky. Whether it's on your plane or someone else's plane, you see news articles all the time about how someone's been disembarked for one reason or another. I know the biggest one, I think it was recently, was to do with the fact that this couple smelt. Now, they still say that they never smelt. They didn't smell at all. They apparently asked people when they were being off-boarded from the plane, and everyone said, no, you don't smell. Either way, they didn't catch their plane. That isn't as bad as what I found on the internet today. So, over in Moscow, right? At Moscow Domestic Airport, there's a man who's decided that he'd take his flight a little differently to everyone else. So this man was trying to board a plane destined for Crimea. And there's a video of this, right, which is hilarious if you can find it online. But basically he's standing really brazenly in the queue beside a whole heap of bewildered passengers. Now, you may be wondering what they're bewildered about. Well, it turns out that he is 100% naked. Decided that he was going to board the plane completely starkers. Like 100% starkers. He's literally just got his hand covering his private parts. And he is the calmest dude I've ever seen in a public space naked. Just like, as if he's still got clothes on. Just chilling, you know, as you do, as you board a plane. Just nude. Anyway, it turns out, obviously, this isn't something that you see every day. Security was called, which doesn't really surprise me. And he was told he couldn't board the plane. Now, when he was asked why he couldn't, or where, why he wasn't wearing any clothes, he shouted that he was naked because the clothes worsen the aerodynamics of the body and he would fly more agile without clothes. What? Like, fair enough if he was flying. No, there's no fair enough. Like, he's not a plane. Why is he naked? Anyway, so in a statement he's made, apparently after the police detained the offender, he was taken to the airport's medical room, was hospitalised in a medical facility, and he's being treated at the moment. I'm not quite sure what for, but apparently even after he was, well, after they tried to arrest him, he tried to run off and he wanted to try and get on that plane as naked as possible. The most random story on the internet today. I guarantee it.
Right now.
The most popular entertainment show.
Gotta get.
Dean McCarthy, live from LA with Claire and Sam.
Check this.
Go!
That is right. Dean McCarthy joins us again this morning. Morning, Dino.
Hello, good morning.
Now,
how
Dean,
are you?
I'm good, thank you. I believe that you got to interview one of the most amazing Aladdin stars from this new Aladdin film.
Oh my goodness, so cool. His name is Mena Massad. He is Aladdin. He is playing Aladdin in the new Disney film, alongside Will Smith, of course.
Super cool.
And just a great guy. You know, have a listen to us. Here we are at the orange carpet of the Nickelodeon Choice Awards.
You can expect a whole new world. I don't know. That's cheesy. Yeah. But, you know, the film is great. I got to see it just the other week, and I think people are going to be really happy with it. Yeah, I think so.
Tell me about working with Will Smith. How's that?
It's amazing. I don't know if you saw the extravaganza that went off, but Will's so kind and down to earth, and I couldn't have asked for anyone better to be on this journey with.
That is pretty awesome, Dino. And Will Smith would be amazing to work with, hey?
Such a cool guy. You know, he's getting a bit of flack from that role, actually, because he, you know, he is painted blue and people are kind of like a little bit offended by that. But yeah, it's going to be a great movie. Disney just, you know, they bring it.
Absolutely. Now, someone else who's kind of bringing it is Kanye West. He's brought it to his house and I'm talking about some sort of spiritual gathering. What's going on?
So this is what he's done. Every Sunday, Kanye West is doing a spiritual gathering where he invites his close friends, all celebrities, of course, to do a spiritual gathering at different places around LA. And over the weekend, he did one. And this is, if you've seen the meme of Little Northwest dancing and stuff like that, this is from that. That's what he is dancing at. Yeah, I know. And, you know, Katy Perry was there. Orlando Bloom was there. The cops actually came because it was so loud.
Oh,
but
wow.
Not because it was wild. Yeah, just because they were getting that. So there you go. Yeah, certainly, you know, fun for the whole family.
Yeah, a bit interesting. And can we quickly talk as well about Dr. Dre's daughter? What is going on there?
Okay, Dr. Dre's daughter was admitted to USC, which is obviously the very fancy college in LA.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Dre came out saying that, you know, I had nothing to do with this. It was all, she got in on her own merit. But he did, of course, donate a $70 million wing to the school. So that's why people are kind of like, sure. Like, is this like, you know, is this, you know, fair? That kind of thing. So, yeah, so I don't know. People are kind of saying that, like, if you're going to donate a $70 million wing, that maybe it's, you know.
Do it after she's finished.
Yeah, exactly.
So is he part of this scandal and his daughter part of this scandal that's been going on with the colleges?
No.
Okay.
No, good question. No, not at all. Not at all.
Just a separate, just going to donate kind of thing.
Yeah, totally.
Fair enough. Well, Dino, thank you very much for the latest goss and we will find out more from you tomorrow morning after 7:30. Enjoy your day.
Bye, guys.
This is The Catch Up
with Claire and Sam.
2019 Regional Tourism Awards are now open for entries. And to tell us a little bit more, we've got Destination Riverina Murray General Manager Richie Robinson. Good morning.
Hi, Claire. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Now, Richie, what exactly are Regional Tourism Awards?
So the Regional Tourism Awards is a program for businesses located in locations like Wagga, Albury, Griffith, who can, you know, go through the process to put a submission in for the awards in a bunch of categories across things like food, accommodation, tours or experiences, and get some recognition through that process. And then successful applicants through the awards program at a regional level will go forward and you can continue that process through to a New South Wales level.
Oh, wow.
And then hopefully, you know, we would like to envisage some of the applicants can proceed right through to a national tourism awards level and get recognition at that really sort of national level as well.
That's fantastic. Now, we do know, obviously, this area is big for tourism and there are so many tourism companies around here. I mean, places that you just get food from every day, can they enter as well?
Yeah, so there's lots of categories for businesses to have a look at and see which ones they fit in. At the 2018 awards that were held in Deniliquin, we had some successful businesses from Griffith.
Yep.
Quest got a gold award at the Regional Tourism Awards last year. And the Monet Dining came away with a silver as well. So some really high-performing businesses are already making the most of this program, and we really encourage as many businesses at least to have a look and see if they fit into one of the categories. And then it's a great business development process to go through to take a step back from your business and go through the criteria and respond to the questions that the assessment requires, because you sort of get a really high-level look at how your business is going, and then you obviously get the recognition if you're lucky enough on the awards night in July.
Now, I'm having a look here. It says there's over 27 categories. That's a lot of different categories. So really, there's something for everyone here, isn't there?
There is. Tourism industry stretches right across a whole range of different types of businesses. You know, visitors interact with all sorts of people operating in the business sector in the towns in our region. You know, they're jumping into service stations to fill up their cars, they're staying in caravan parks, they're buying their groceries. So everyone has a role to play. So there's, as you said, there's lots of categories, and we feel like, you know, it's a great spread across all of the different businesses who are playing a role in making sure that the visitors to the region are having a great experience.
Absolutely. Okay, well, if people want to get involved with this, how do they go about it? How do you submit an entry?
So jump onto the Regional Tourism Awards website for the first port of call, and you'll see what the categories are, when the awards will be held, so that's by July. And also, then you can start the process to go through the application. And if people do want to, have some questions, they want to talk to either myself or someone in my team as they go through the process, definitely encourage them to jump on the phone, give me a call, or send me an email, and we can help out where possible.
Wonderful. And what's the best contact number for yourself?
So 0418 439 202, or you can send an email to info@destinationrm, so R for River, M for Murray, .com.au.
Fantastic. Okay, well, Destination Riverina Murray General Manager Richie Robinson, thank you so much, and I'm sure we'll have a whole heap of entries from this area this year.
Thanks, Claire, appreciate that.
Leading Edge Computers presents Tech Tuesday,
where you always get switched on service.
That is right. Good morning, Tegan.
Good morning. How are you going, Claire?
Yeah, good. Now, Apple obviously had their massive keynote speech and event this morning.
Yes.
You've been up since what time?
My alarm went off at 3:55.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what is happening with this Apple event so far?
Well, we expected an announcement about a new streaming service, but wow, we got way more than that this morning.
Yeah, right.
Firstly, Apple News Plus. Now, Apple had a little bit of a dig at Facebook and fake news this morning. They really focused on the fact that their news app only uses reputable sources and it's curated by their team, not by likes.
Right.
Yes, so quite a little dig there. Now, Apple has bundled many paid news sources together in a subscription-based service called Apple News Plus, which will be available in Australia later this year.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, the next announcement was a complete surprise. We know about Apple Pay and, Google Pay, those sort of things.
Yeah.
Now, Apple Card, a credit card, is coming. There were heaps of innovative features on that, but at this stage it's only available in the US, so we'll move on. There's lots of other stuff.
Yeah.
Apple Arcade. So iOS, which is the software on the portable Apple devices, it's now actually the largest gaming platform in the world.
Really? So it's bigger than like Xbox, PlayStation, all that?
Yeah, bigger than all of those. I think because everyone's walking around in their pocket and sometimes might play a bit of, you know, Bejeweled or Candy Crush or whatever it is. Yep. But Apple's identified a bit of a problem there. The best games, so the most artistic and creative, they're often not free. Mm. So they're not always as popular and they're harder to find. Now, Apple is introducing a gaming subscription, giving you access to over 100 exclusive games on Apple devices. All games will be able to be played offline and shared within your family sharing group.
Oh, cool.
And that will be available later this year, which is cool. Next up, Apple Apple Channels, which we were just talking about off air.
Yeah.
Now, this service rolls a bunch of paid TV and sports channels into one app. You'll only pay for the channels you want, not bundled packages like you do with pay TV.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. That'll be available on Apple devices as well as smart TVs, including Samsung.
Nice.
Surprise, surprise. Yeah. LG and Sony.
It's actually kind of surprising that Samsung went, yeah, okay, we'll let you jump on that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm all for this, you know, the brands working together.
So will this part be available in Australia as well?
I believe so, but I'm not 100% sure. It's a little
basic
bit...
Basic details at the moment,
basic details, yeah. We'll get more details soon. But then we got to the main event, which was Apple's new streaming service called Apple TV Plus.
Yes.
Now, the focus on this was all about we're telling the best stories. They showed a video featuring big names like Ron Howard, J.J. Abrams and Steven Spielberg, who actually got up and spoke on stage
for
a standing ovation. That was big. Yeah, and then they just kept the big names rolling out. So actors Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, Steve Carell, Jason Momoa, Viola Davis, Kumail Nanjiani, and even Big Bird, can you believe
it,
came on stage to talk about their new shows. It was fantastic.
That's pretty cool.
It was. Now, Apple TV Plus will be available via the Apple TV app and on those smart TVs we talked about and Apple devices.
Cool.
All shows will be downloadable if your device allows,
so
which is cool.
This is really like Netflix and Stan, isn't
it?
Yes,
it is. It's
like
competing
you don't need a
with
box
them.
Or anything.
Nope, you can just do it on your smartphone, on your tablet.
Perfect.
Smart TVs as well. So if you're traveling, you'll be able to download things before you go away, that kind of stuff.
Wonderful.
Very cool. Now, Tim Cook, the Apple CEO, he hinted that there would be more, but this was just a sneak peek.
Ooh.
So, yes. Now, finishing off with a bang, Oprah arrived on stage.
I saw that.
Oh, my gosh.
People would have lost their minds.
Yeah, another standing ovation. Everyone just loved her. She didn't give out cars, unfortunately. But now, she's currently working on a few documentaries and a book club show for the new platform.
Okay.
Yeah, Tim Cook then came on stage and he had a cute little fanboy moment. He wiped away a tear and told Oprah that he'd never forget this moment after he gave her a hug. So that was quite cute. Now, if you want more details about these announcements, we'll have some info on our Facebook page and you can also watch the keynote on the Apple website. A lot of big news this morning out of Apple.
And there's still more to come, I'm assuming, as well.
Yeah, there will be. These things are going to be rolling out throughout the year, so more news is going to come.
What about tablets? Well, did they end up doing anything with their tablets yet?
Yeah, well, they updated last week a bunch of new hardware. They didn't want to detract from this major event today,
fair enough.
They rolled out tablets, computers, all sorts of stuff last week. Yes, last week. So,
wonderful.
Which was good.
Now, what is happening at Leading Edge Computers this week?
Yes, now, as we just said, Apple released a number of new products last week. So we have some demo iMacs on special this week.
Oh, cool.
We'll be getting the new ones. Now, iMacs are Apple's beautiful all-in-one desktop computers. We have a 21.5-inch iMac. Save $200 on that. It's now $16.99. And a 27-inch iMac. Save $300. It's now $26.99. And we're also giving away a free neoprene sleeve. That's a laptop sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
With every 13-inch laptop sold this week, these are valued at $39.95. So a fantastic saving there.
Absolutely.
Yes. So for all the latest tech, whether it's Apple, Windows or accessories, come in and see us at Leading Edge Computers. We're in the top block, Banner Avenue, Griffith.
Fantastic. Tegan from Leading Edge Computers, thank you very much for joining us and giving us the latest goss.
No worries. Thank you, Claire.
No worries. Catch you next Tuesday.
Want more Claire and Sam? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.